89% of Wisconsin students get through high school, but from there, the move up the educational ladder sometimes gets slippery. According to the Center for Public Policy in Higher Education, the difference in enrollment and college completion among whites and blacks is one of the largest gaps in the nation. With a tight job market, educational policy experts like Will Doyle from Vanderbilt University say education may provide the needed edge for jobs that are increasingly technical in nature.
Given, you know, all the changes that are going on in the economy, you need some kind of education and training beyond high school. A lot of people aren't getting that because it just costs too much.
Incomes, along with financial aid, generally have not kept pace with rapidly rising tuition. Only one state, California, avoided a flunking grade in the category affordability. Sarah Goldrick-Rabb teaches educational policy at UW-Madison. She says Wisconsin's budget deficit may hinder educational initiatives.
I think the last time that we saw a report like this, my response was the state needs to do more. And the state probably does need to do more, but can the state do more? Probably not. Not right now.
The report by the Center for Public Policy in Higher Education estimates poor and working class families in Wisconsin devote 44% of their income to pay for costs at a public four-year college. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.